Senators push SEC to probe Trump meme coin. After 98% collapse, a group of U.S. senators is asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to open a formal investigation into the Trump-branded meme coin, citing billions of dollars in investor losses after the token shed roughly 98% of its value. The request, reported by Crypto Potato on August 5, 2026, targets a token that once ranked as the second largest meme coin by market capitalization and has since dropped out of the top 100 altcoins entirely. The scale of the reversal is the reason the story has legs. A coin that briefly sat near the top of the meme coin table is now a fraction of its former size. And the losses were concentrated among retail buyers who bought during the peak of attention around the launch. The senator's argument, the lawmakers frame the collapse as an investor protection problem rather than a partisan one. Their letter asks the SEC to examine whether the token's promotion, distribution, and insider allocations warrant scrutiny under existing securities law. The core claim is that ordinary buyers absorbed the downside, while parties close to the launch retained upside, a pattern the senators want regulators to test against disclosure and market manipulation standards. That framing matters because meme coins occupy an awkward spot in U.S. regulation. The SEC has spent the past 2 years fighting over which tokens count as securities, and a politically charged asset forces the question into public view. A probe would not automatically classify the token as a security, but it would put the agency's discretion on record at a moment when Congress is still debating the Clarity Act and the broader question of who polices digital assets. A familiar meme coin arc. The price path here is not unusual for the category. Meme coins routinely spike on launch day attention and then bleed out as early holders sell into retail demand. What separates this case is the size of the initial market cap and the identity attached to it. A near total drawdown that removes a token from the top 100 represents a wealth transfer measured in billions, not the small speculative churn that most meme launches produce. The timing also sits against a cautious market backdrop. Bitcoin traded at about $64,070 on August 5, 2026, up 1.2% on the day, while the Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 37 in fear territory. Ether sat near 1869 and Solana around 7363. In a risk-off tape, thinly traded meme tokens tend to fall hardest, and the collapse of a headline name reinforces how quickly this part of the market can evaporate. The exposure problem for buyers. For anyone holding the token, the practical situation is stark. Liquidity thins out fast once a coin exits the top ranks, and exiting a position at these levels often means accepting whatever bid remains. This is the structural risk with speculative tokens that live and die on attention. Once the narrative fades, so does the order book. The episode is also a reminder of how meme coin exposure differs from spending or saving in more established assets. Buyers who route money through a stablecoin balance or hold blue-chip crypto face volatility, but not the near-total wipeouts that single-narrative meme tokens can deliver. A token that loses 98% does not recover to a new all-time high by default. Most never reclaim their launch valuation at all. A probe is a first step, not a verdict. An SEC inquiry, if it happens, would be an early step rather than a verdict. The agency could request documents, examine wallet flows around the launch, and assess whether promotional claims crossed into actionable misconduct. None of that returns money to buyers, and enforcement cases of this type often take years. The senator's letter is a political signal as much as a legal trigger, and the SEC is under no obligation to act on it. The more durable takeaway is behavioral. High-profile meme coins concentrate risk in exactly the people least equipped to absorb it, and a formal probe into one of the largest examples puts that dynamic on the congressional record.